I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, the place to come for movie reviews, along with some extra fun talk about movie-related topics like box office and awards. You can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and basically any place else you can find podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for even more content. If you like what we do, feel free to share us with your friends, like and leave feedback wherever you listen to us, and let us know what you think. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hey, Ryan, third musical in the last 10 days for me. Okay. Maybe not for you. And actually, it was the third one in 7 days that I saw. Cyrano with Peter Dinklage as the titular swashbuckling hero. And Haley Bennett as Roxanne. Kelvin Harrison as Christian, her love at first sight crush. I don't want to forget until late, so I'll mention him now. Ben Mendelsohn is our villain. Ben Mendelsohn is just a really great villain. This film is going to hit theaters on December 31st. It is a musical based on a stage production.
Yes. Music is done by the band The National.
The National.
The National, who's kind of an indie rock band who does a lot of songs about loss and yearning. So
that seems apropos.
Yes, exactly.
So it's a musical. We've already established Mark's record on musical. This will be the third one. I'm more on the, I loved Tick, Tick, Boom, which was the first. West Side Story was the second, which I was not quite as enamored by. And now we have Cyrano, another, I'm going to say modern musical, as opposed to your classic musical, which I love West Side Story in. I think my thing is that I'm not a fan of classic musicals, but I tend to be a little more into modern musicals. So Cyrano,
is most certainly a more modern.
It's definitely a more modern musical, but classic story. So it's not like they just made up a story whole cloth and made a musical out of it, like Tick, Tick, Boom. So the classic story, of unrequited love, if you will, or unacknowledged love.
Yes. Well, the story is historically about a guy with a very large nose.
Yes. Traditionally.
Which is probably so it's a musical, and that's obviously a little different, but the fact that they've taken away, because usually it's in the past, it's been, you know, an actor with this prosthetic on, mm-hmm. That you knew that they could just take off and walk away from once they got off the stage, or and what makes this one interesting is Peter can't grow taller when he walks off the stage. Nope. So what, you know, it's his infirmity as it is stays with him. And so that's one of the things that I thought was, and I know that I got to talk to a lot of the cast and director on this one, and that was one of the things that they really wanted to, emphasize, was that you know, this wasn't a guy in a prosthetic nose. This was a person who, you know, couldn't suddenly just change.
And someone who you could see as seeing themselves as unworthy.
Sure.
Whether you agree with them or not, you can see that performance and you understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing in that Cyrano is a very successful in various aspects of his life. So this isn't, you know, necessarily about a failure.
He's not some loser.
Yeah, he's actually a very successful individual in very aspects of his life. It just comes to, you know, in this one situation where women are an issue.
Well, and that's really what's weird, because he's a successful and respected soldier. He's a poet.
Yes.
People genuinely like him, unless they don't.
Yeah.
And mostly that's because he is brutally honest.
Well,
some people don't like that.
And this may sound strange, but he's also intimidating.
Yes.
He is a presence. And so, you know, if he sees through you, if he sees you as a con or he sees you as a phony, you know, he will
let you know.
Go after you. Yeah.
He'll let everyone know.
Yes.
Normally, so, you know, in public, in the most excruciating way possible.
You know, there's no denying that this, you know, obviously this guy has overcome a lot to get to the position where he is when the film starts.
Yep.
Because you know, I had a lot of fun. The swashbuckling that you referenced, it's kind of unusual to see. I don't remember him really doing anything like that in Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah.
He was a terrible fighter.
And this one, it's like he's out there and he's
dueling with a guy on a stage.
But it doesn't feel forced, or it doesn't feel unnatural. It actually feels like here is a person who has not let any, you know, thing get in his way in certain aspects of his life, but then he has these, you know, major hangups in others. So I like that dynamic that they kind of really played with in this.
Yeah. If you're familiar with the Cyrano story, that's what we have. Let's talk about the musical aspect of it. Everyone does their own singing.
Yeah.
Including Dinklage.
Yeah.
How did you feel? Because I know I heard some other people, other critics at screening I was at. How did you feel about the musical aspects of this?
Well, I mean, it's not a hook driven. I think maybe if you watch it a few times, there may be something that kind of eventually works its way into you. But I do think that it isn't traditional. It isn't what I think the music's fine. But I don't know that the music's outstanding, or I don't know if the music's going to appeal to people who want something more traditional.
Okay, so let's talk about the polar opposite of that, then, just so people kind of understand what we're talking about. The Greatest Showman, for example.
Sure.
When we reviewed that, and if you want to go listen, you can hear us talk about that. I said it was an hour and 45-minute commercial for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
That is how I describe that movie. That is because the songs are good and catchy and poppy, but I didn't think the movie was that good. One of the other critics, and I don't name other critics when I talk about what they've said, was of the opinion that a musical, they like to have an earworm coming out. And I said, coming out of this, I was on the opposite side. I was like, I was glad that I didn't have one song stuck in my head. So the songs worked through the movie and I didn't lose, they didn't override the story. I was never worried about tapping my foot. After a song was over, the songs came in at natural parts of the story and moved us along. And then we got to the next, bit of exposition and we got to another song, but the music didn't overpower the story. And I liked that. So I wound up on the other side. So I don't know how you felt not having that earworm.
Sure. I think my general feeling about the film was initially, I wasn't sure how it was going to work as a musical. And looking back, I don't know why it wouldn't. It's all about poetry and love, and there's nothing that screams you can't be a musical. I think it was just more that it was something I'd never considered, and I think that most of the time it works really quite well. There are some moments that don't work nearly as well. And I think that keeps it from being transcending. I don't know that this is going to be something that will completely transcend the genre.
This isn't going to redefine the musical going forward.
Which is, and the unfortunate thing it's not Tick, Tick, Boom. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Tick, Tick, Boom, I think, it's something that anyone can go and watch and enjoy. This one, I think I don't know that if you're a huge musical fan that it's necessarily going to work for you. And I don't know if you're a Cyrano fan of that story, if it's going to work for you. It worked mostly for me, but it's not done in such a way that it's a guarantee, I guess. Is
right.
What it's hard to know exactly who to recommend this to, because it's not a traditional musical. No. And it's not a traditional, the Cyrano tale is told in a traditional way either.
Right. The Venn diagram on this is all over the place.
Yes, exactly.
So,
but did I like it? Yeah, I did. And I like a lot of the things that they did in it. And I liked a lot of the choices that were made. Joe Wright is someone who makes movies, that even he grew up with a theater background, so he loves the theater. And you can tell that if you've seen his stuff. But the one thing that's kind of different about him is he loves theater, but he still makes movies.
Right.
Like, you're not confused. Like, this doesn't feel like, oh, well, this should have been a play, even though it was. He's very much made a movie.
Right.
The way the camera moves, the way that the scenery is. This in contrast to, we were just talking about Macbeth, this in contrast is very colorful. Very full of life. Very, most of the time. There's some times where it isn't as much, but it's a very cinematic experience, even though it's based on a play. It doesn't feel like a play, and that's not always easy to do. And that's one thing I really appreciated about this film, is that it doesn't forget that it's a movie.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There's not a lot to talk about. Like I said, the singing is mostly, nobody's over singing themselves. I don't think anybody's trying to do too much, which again, so there's no huge bombastic numbers. Peter Dinklage is, someone said he's not really a singer, and it's like, yeah, but they gave him what he could sing.
Well, and he's not, but that's almost part of the, the character as well. I mean, and that might sound, strange, but this is, a man who writes wonderful poetry, but doesn't really know how to use that to his advantage, I guess. Although, I mean, a lot of people come to him for advice and things, but, right. you know, as far as romance and whatnot goes, he, you know, he's an amateur at some of that stuff. And, I kind of like the roughness of it. Because they did sing. They're singing live. This isn't, West Side Story was, and In the Heights, as well, were, you know, they're studio productions. They may be singing on set, but what you're hearing is
the studio stuff.
It's from the studio. Whereas this has the more rough feel. They did this with Les Mis a few years ago, with varied success on that. But I think, you know, I think it works in this one.
I do too. Can I, Dinkley, if you take the singing out of this, his performance as Cyrano is just really, really good. And I hope people don't overlook that because it's a musical.
Well, and I mean, I would say you can keep the singing in there and it's still really good.
But I mean, and that's kind of the point I'm making. It's like, I don't want people to forget the rest of his performance.
Sure.
Because it's stuck in a musical. You know what I mean? It's a really good, you feel his pain, you feel his angst, all of the things that he is feeling and can't express to Roxanne.
Yeah, sure. And you feel his wit and you feel his, I think it's great casting. I think, first of all, because I like him as an actor. Second of all, you know, obviously his physical attributes give an element to the story that wasn't necessarily there before. And it actually feels more natural, than the nose and whatnot. It makes the original text seem a little too silly now. You know, it's like we've gotten the kind of the refined, better version here, as far as that goes. But yeah, he's that opening scene is great.
In the theater.
In the theater, he's. You know, he really is a great actor, and you see that in many times throughout the film.
Yeah.
And like when they have the fight scene choreography, at no point do you think, he's just kind of half doing that, or they're letting him win, or I mean, it's there's this, you know, he's out there and he's doing it, and it's convincing and. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You
know? Like I said, so I hope people, I mean, cause I think it's one of the best performances of the year. And like I said, I hope it doesn't get lost because it's a musical and because it's West Side Story. And you know what I mean? And it's not
sure
Macbeth. You know, I don't want it to get lost in all of these other things because I think that would be a shame.
Well, and I think, you know, there were a lot of risks that were taken, in making this. To give a little background, they workshopped this play for a couple of years. This has been something that they worked on for a while. And so this isn't something that just kind of came together overnight, right. This is something that's been, years and years of workshopping and whatnot. And that probably, I'm not sure how this film got made in the sense that, it is a little more experimental. It is a little more dangerous. It was done during COVID. It was, in a strange way, it's kind of a miracle baby. How did this happen?
Magic.
And not in a bad way, but the stars aligned and it happened. So I think it's an interesting film, and yeah. I think there's a lot to like in it. You know, I don't know how much attention it will get. I don't know what kind of support it's gonna. I don't know. It's weird because you almost have to say, well, yeah, it's Cyrano, but no, it's good.
But yeah, like, but it's good.
But it's good. Like, there's a sense of needing to add, you know, that extra. No, you should see it. It's. I know in your head you're thinking, I don't know if this is going to work, but mostly it does, really. You know, so maybe that's where critics come in on this one. Is it's up to us to
let people know.
Direct the people in towards it because, guys, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It's. You know, I mean,
and I hate musicals,
and he hates musicals.
So, that's what else can I say? It is. It is. It's a really. It's a good telling of Cyrano, with the change to Cyrano's attributes, but again, I liked it because the music didn't over. It's not about the music. And like I said, some musical fans might hate it because it's not about the music.
Yeah.
It is about the words, but it is not about the music, and there is a difference.
Not in a real showy way.
Right. Yeah, but I would definitely I'll definitely be pushing this one on people. Yeah. But it comes out New Year's Eve. It's a date movie.
Take your significant
other to an early showing of Cyrano. And then go to your New Year's Eve party. And that's a full night right there. I like that. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that at our house. We're both solid recommend on Cyrano. Again, opens on New Year's Eve, so check it out. Again, we have got just a fistful of films yet to talk about. A couple more to watch before Christmas and the end of the year lull before we roll back into 2022. Season 7 of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast starts in January. That's just nuts is what that is. But we're glad you're listening because we like to talk about movies. We will be back with all of those films, all of them for you. Us blather on about them. So, but until we do, enjoy this holiday season, associate with your friends and family, be nice, be safe, and until we talk to you again, I'm Mark, that's Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
See you guys.
And we'll talk to y'all later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.